It is the purpose of the writer to attempt an explanation, not of whether the Christian faith can be believed, but of how he personally has come to believe it. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, that quote I just read from G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy, that book is one of your personal favorites?
John Chesterton's introduction. It communicates the biblical responsibility of every follower of Jesus Christ to share what we believe and the reason why we believe it. It's not our job to make anyone believe anything.
Which I find rather assuring. I mean, we have a way of putting pressure on ourselves as Christians.
Well, we share because we care. So it's hard to watch someone walk away, but our responsibility is only to communicate good reasons to believe Christianity is true, whether or not someone chooses to accept those reasons.
Mm-hmm. And Chesterton had a rather unique gift for communicating truth and making it memorable, didn't he?
I love he was able to help us rediscover the wonder of it all. For example, he said, "It is one thing to describe a creature who does not exist. It is another thing to discover the rhinoceros does exist and then take pleasure in the fact he looks as if he didn't."
Well, that is a great line, and only Chesterton could come up with that.
Only Chesterton. And his belief in Christianity was not the result of one slam dunk answer. He described it as an enormous accumulation of small but unanimous facts. You could say Chesterton used a jigsaw guide to making sense of the world. He looked at life's puzzle. He snapped enough pieces into place, and he was confident the Bible painted the big picture.
That's Alec McClellan, who has written himself A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. And you can learn more about Alec's ministry when you visit reasonwhy.org. Alec speaks on apologetics across the globe. Again, learn more at reasonwhy.org.